visiting with Pleasantville head girls track and field coach Eric Isley to discuss their start or halfway through kind of their 2026 track and field season. Coach, I know you guys competed at Van Meter on Monday, and your last meet had a meet canceled on Thursday due to weather. But just kind of walk me through the Van Meter meet a little bit.
Yeah, Van Meter was a pretty good night for us. Like you said, we've had several meets kind of canceled throughout the year, so it was nice to get out and have the girls participate in quite a few events and saw some good season's bests. And we've been working through moving kids around from different events, different relay combinations as we get closer to kind of our championship season with conference and state qualifier upcoming here in a few weeks. So yeah, Van Meter, a lot of good things for the team, good competition there. We were able to break a school record that stood for a long time in the distance medley relay. So that was fun for the girls. They were able to be part of that. They've been working hard and that combination has run really well this year for us. So excited to see them continuing there. Also had just a lot of good other splits and relays and some season's best times as well. So excited to see the progress kind of continue here as we're, like you said, over halfway through the season already and coming up on championship season.
Yeah, you know, talked a little bit about that, you know, breaking the school record in the distance medley relay. You know, obviously a big feat for your team. Talk about who's involved in that relay and just kind of what it means for you. You know, you'd be able to have such substantial success in that event.
Right. So Carly Grip, Ellie Haywood, Amelia Latch, and Summer Isley were the kind of team members there. We've run it a couple times with them and just really kind of put it all together. Each of them ran a great individual split to help the team kind of come to that time. Just really good competition there during the race. You know, we were kind of out in front early, sat in second for a little bit, really just competed well down the stretch and were able to come away with a victory there, beat the school record by quite a bit and are really putting ourselves in a good spot for the state qualifier and conference and some of those more important things that are coming. So really just a testament to the work those girls have put in, and it was nice that they could get out there and have some fun together and kind of put that performance out on paper for everyone to see. So excited for that that crew to keep getting better here over the next few weeks as well.
Yeah, you know, what's this kind of part of the season like for you guys where, you know, you still have, you know, a few regular season meets left, but, you know, that state qualifier coming up pretty quick, that'll be at Eddyville, Bladesburg, Fremont. What are some of those things in your last, you know, four or five meets, whatever you have left, you're trying to polish up before that state qualifier?
Yeah, trying to get the relays sorted and the things that will, you know, hopefully be able to score well in it. At the conference meet, we have a super competitive conference, of course. So number one, trying to get things sorted for the events for that conference meet. And then really for the state qualifier, just putting together our best chances, you know, to get as many athletes as we can up to Drake. It's a cool step for the kids to be able to compete up there. So hoping to get as big a group as we possibly can up there this year.
You know, we talked about before the season started a little bit, big numbers this year for you, and a lot of those are underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores. You know, you do have some experienced athletes in there too. What's been kind of the benefit of having a large group of girls, being able to feel out who's best for different relays and different events and things like that?
Yeah, the benefit is just, you know, we get to try a lot of things. We can try kids in multiple events and really appreciate the girls that have been able to see the event sheet, see what their event's in. We've had kids, you know, run the 400 for the first time ever recently, that kind of thing, and still be part of a kind of a season's best team. So it's been exciting for the team to be able to do some of those different things. And like you said, a good blend of some of our upperclassmen that have been there, that have had success, that have, you know, run at state before, that kind of thing, scored points at our conference. So it's good to be able to have that kind of mix of athletes that we can put together and they can help each other kind of learn and grow along the way. So again, just looking forward to the next few weeks, getting girls in the right spots and hoping to see good performances.
What's your kind of thoughts this year on girls field events? How do you feel that those have gone, and have you seen progress throughout the season?
Yeah, on the field event side, the thrower side, shot put and discus, we've had some athletes that are coming along and throwing some personal bests and stuff for us. Some of them are fairly young as well, so it's good to see their improvement through the year. And really looking forward to the next few weeks to see if we can improve a little bit more and get close to that kind of state level quality there, which is tough, but that group is doing a good job coming along and working hard day in and day out as well as our track events. On the jump side, we've been a little thin for jumpers. We've got one now back healthy and jumping, and she's doing a great job. So hope to see her continue to improve there.
Hey, well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and best of luck as you head, to PCM on Monday and then the rest of your season as you kind of approach that state qualifying meet.
Thank you.